The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've seen us. If you're honest, you'll admit to being one of us. We are the people trying to appear inconspicuous as we feverishly look for an available power outlet to recharge our laptops, tablets, or cellular phones. We're easily located in a wide number of locations, including airports and Starbucks stores. Well, we used to be found in Starbucks stores. In my most recent book, Leading the Starbucks Way, I noted, other technology explorations at Starbucks look to enhance the quality of the coffeehouse experience. One such example is the wireless charging spots with Duracell Power Mat. In an effort to decrease the power source search, Starbucks leaders have placed inductive charging technology into some of its tabletops in select Boston, Massachusetts locations. The purpose of this effort is to assess how customers respond to emerging charging technologies in the context of their overall utility in the cafe experience. I am now happy to announce the assessment phase is over and the technology charging mat is being rolled out at 200 stores in the San Francisco area. Look for them in a Starbucks store near you soon. So here's the quick lesson. Starbucks is not a technology company, but they're on the cutting edge working with technology companies to remove pain points for their customers. That begs the question, who can you partner with to smooth out the experiences of those you serve?